Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the highs and lows of a heavy equipment salesperson. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguide.com or call me at 817-733-3799. And are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? This is affiliate link, like hats, shoes, shirts, trinkets, anything that has the cat logo on. Go to this affiliate link, which is heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat/hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A salesperson in general goes through a number of highs and lows in his or her career, What keeps him going is his sheer will to change the tide and resurface as a winner. You know, it's ebbs and flows in sales. Heavy equipment salesmen also experience similar types of difficulties, but certainly of different kind of magnitudes. Since he is dealing with the high price product, selling them quite often is not a simple task. He or she may encounter many challenges that a salesperson of a low-priced commodity does not have to face. His challenges may come to different forms and shapes in order to tackle them all, that he requires a motivation from people doing the similar job or from people who are his peers. Other than that, the current market condition also plays a major role in the sale of heavy equipment commodities. For instance, if the entire construction industry is not doing well, it also becomes difficult for a salesman to make any sale. People are getting much benefit from the industry, and most of them are waiting for things to change. This is perhaps one of the such situations when a heavy equipment salesman is really vulnerable and are forced to take up selling other things. Some get into selling vehicles and items, and for some, they find it convenient to simply change the line of business. The cream of the period is when the construction and mining industry is doing well, or it is at its peak. This gives a lot of opportunity for a salesperson to show his or her skills and make the most of the moment. There are a few who are benefit, they're respectful. How the industry reacts, there is always a scope for selling machines or its accessories. You can't always sell those big machines to construction companies or contractors. At times, it depends on selling accessories too, and it can still earn you a good commission. People do not want to purchase a new machine if something goes wrong with its parts. That would want to replace the faulty part with a new one. You know, people sell parts. They make very good money. Heavy equipment salesperson should equally focus on selling accessories, parts, you know, trinkets, stuff like that. It can keep them going for a long time and will also non-demoralize them if they are unable to sell heavy equipment. Grow your network and try to reach out to as many people as you can. There's always a scope of finding a person who is looking for what you are selling, but it is just that you do not know him. Try to meet with as many people as you can. Not all meetings will turn out into a sale. You can definitely meet them for a small talk and check if they need anything. Moreover, you can try to know if they know someone who is looking for a specific item related to heavy equipment and if you can help them with anything. You know, like buckets, you know, for excavators. That is a big must right now, especially skeleton buckets. The thumb rule is hard work. The thumb rule is work hard when the overall industry is doing well so that it makes most of it. During the sluggish periods, which will not last for long, try to stick to what does the best. You know, like selling accessories, parts, service, stuff like that. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.